Central to the idea of system dynamics is the belief that system behaviors are generated from within the system, and that they are the result of one or more causal or feedback loops. Causal loop diagrams provide one way to visually capture those relationships. Causal loop diagrams help us to understand and communicate the interactions that determine the dynamics of a system. System behaviors are generated from within the system and are the result of one or more causal loops. Causal loop diagrams consist of variables, such as things, actions, or feelings, connected by causal links with polarities and delays to describe the causal links and feedback loops to describe the circles of cause and effect that take on lives of their own. A positive causal link indicates that a change in the system of one variable has an effect in the same direction as the other variable. For example, an increase of the rainfall causes an increase in the available water resources, while a decrease of rainfall results in a decrease of water resources. A negative causal link indicates that a change of the one variable causes a change in the opposite direction for the other variable. For example, increasing water abstraction reduces available water resources. An alternative notation is used in some presentations of causal loop diagrams. With this alternate notation, a lowercase s is used instead of a plus sign on a link, and a lowercase o is used instead of a minus sign. The s stands for same, and the o stands for opposite, indicating that the variables at the two ends of the link move in either the same direction or opposite directions. Let's work with one example to make this story more concrete. Population model. The two things that cause the population to change are births and deaths, so we use arrows to represent these causal links. We know that more births lead to a greater population and fewer births will lead to a lower population, all else equal. We'd say this relationship has a positive polarity, meaning that the two variables move in the same direction. More leads to more, less leads to less. We indicate that a causal relationship has a positive polarity by placing a plus sign next to the arrowhead. We also know that more deaths lead to a lower population, and fewer deaths lead to a greater population. The variables move in the opposite direction. More leads to less, or less leads to more. So we'd say that this relationship has a negative polarity. We represent this by labeling the arrowhead with a minus sign. These causal links don't tell us what's actually happening to the population on their own. The direction of change in population is determined by whichever of these two relationships is dominant. As long as births exceed deaths, population will grow. And whenever deaths exceed births, the population will shrink.